children. This morning we're going to read about a man who had two sons. And one day he talks to them and he gives them everything he has. And the younger son, especially, we're going to focus on today and listen, does he do a good job taking care of the gift that his father gave him or not? We're reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. And he said, this is the Lord talking, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of wealth that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood, everything he had. And after not many days, having gathered together all his things, the younger son went abroad into a distant country, and there thoroughly scattered his wealth, living wastefully. So did you hear, did the younger son make good use of the gift?
No,
he didn't. And then in this next part, you can hear what happens to him when he spent everything he had. If you had money and you spent all of it, where would you get food? Where would you have a house? Wouldn't have anything to eat, wouldn't have anywhere to stay. And in this next part, you'll hear a word famine. Who knows what famine is? Go ahead. No food. Maybe the crops have all failed. Nothing's growing, no food. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine throughout the country, and he began to be lacking. And he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he longed to fill his belly from the pods which the pigs ate, and no one gave to him. So, did you hear? Did he get to eat what the pigs were eating?
No.
He didn't even get to eat what the pigs were eating. When we listen to the evil spirits, are they kind to us?
No.
I want to show you a picture of what he was doing there when he was so hungry. Do you see he's feeding? You can say it if you know it. What's he feeding?
Pigs.
Pigs, yep. Another word for pigs is swine. He's feeding the swine. So if you were starving, you were so hungry, where would you go find food? Where do children usually eat? Where do you eat breakfast? Yeah?
In a house.
At a house. Whose house?
Each
person's own house. So when this younger son was so hungry, listen to where he plans to go. But having come to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have an excess of bread, but I am perishing here with hunger? Having risen up, I will go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. No longer am I worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. So, if we've done something wrong, one thing we can do is say sorry and say, how can I help? How can I do better next time? So he wanted to be a servant in his father's house. So when he goes home, is his father mad at him? That's something you can listen for next. And he stood up and came to his father. And being yet a distance away, his father saw him and was moved within himself, and running, fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. No longer am I worthy to be called your son. So did the younger son keep to his plan? He came home. And was his father mad? Say if you know.
No.
No. But the father said to his bondservants, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and sandals on his feet, and having brought the fattened calf, slaughter it, and let us eat and be of good cheer. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found, and they began to be of good cheer. So was everyone happy now? Everyone was so happy. The father was happy. But there's somebody who isn't happy about the younger son coming home. You can listen. See, why would somebody not be happy? So the older brother. Now his elder son was in the field, and while coming, he drew near the house. Listen to what he heard back at home. He heard singing. He heard music and dancing. And having called one of the boys near, he inquired, "Whatever might these things be?" And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has received him safe and sound." He was angry now and was not willing to come in. So his father, having come out, beseeched him. His father said, "Please come in." And he answering said to the father, "Look, so many years do I serve you, and I never transgressed your commandment. And yet you never gave me a goat that I might be of good cheer with my friends." He says, "Even though I obeyed you all the time, you didn't give me a party. You didn't get me help me celebrate with my friends. But when this your son came, who devoured your living with harlots, you have slaughtered for him the fattened calf." So was the younger brother happy to see the older brother happy to see his younger brother?
No.
But listen to what the father says. And he said to him, "Child, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. And we ought to be of good cheer and rejoice, because this your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." So what do the writings teach us about this story? Well, there's a special word for saying sorry and doing better next time. Can anyone?
"I forgive you."
"I forgive you." Yep, the Lord forgives us. And in order to be, to receive the Lord's forgiveness, we have to repent. Yep. Because repenting is saying, "I'm going to stop hurting people. I'm going to stop disobeying the commandments. And instead, I'm going to be useful and help people." And when other people make mistakes too, how should we respond to them? Should we be like the older brother? Someone makes a mistake and they say, "I'm sorry, I'm going to do better next time." Should we say, "That's not fair"? Or should we say, like the angels, "We're so happy that you're alive again, that you're with us again"? Amen.